With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A ferry accident off the coast of Mozambique reports now of upwards of 90 people dead. Some Israeli troops are leaving Gaza.
On Sunday, Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces from the 98th Paratroopers Division, who had been operating in the area of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Hamas stronghold has been the main focus of Israel's offensive in recent months. That brings Israeli troop levels in Gaza to some of the lowest levels since the war began, raising questions about plans for the war going forward, especially the fate of the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah. The prospect of an Israeli offensive has raised global alarm, including from top ally the US, which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, round the clock at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, removal of the containers from the deck of the Dolly continuing as weather permits. Crews are progressing toward removing sections of the bridge that lie across the ship's bow to eventually allow it to move. U.S. Customs and Border Protection expanding the use of technology to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel booms following coronavirus pandemic-related slumps.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
SRN News. Christianity holds something of value for a hardcore atheist.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida State Supreme Court decided by a 5-2 vote to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies, all which already grow and sell medical marijuana, to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. The measure would also make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. Meanwhile, despite the warnings of doctors, there's a lot of folks that are making it legal for recreational use. SRN News. California-based 99 Cents Only stores are no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink, a measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
A Southwest Airlines jet leaving Denver was forced to land after the engine cover fell off and struck a wing flap during takeoff. The Boeing 737 landed safely Sunday. Meanwhile, a flight from Texas was canceled Thursday after a report of an engine fire. More at SRNnews.com.